Hey, everybody. I'm Jeff Peterson. I'm here with Nick Walker all the way from Nashville, but started out in Ohio. That's where you're from.
Yeah, state of Ohio. And by ways of Key West, kind of made it to Nashville.
So wait a second. So you went Key West after Ohio?
Yes.
For how long were you in Key West?
I was in Key West from 2019 to like pretty much right when COVID hit.
And then, okay.
Yeah.
Why in the hell would you leave Key West ever?
Well, I mean, it's beautiful. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I moved down there and it was kind of, it was the first place I started playing music 2018. And, during the summer, I was playing on patios and stuff and yep. I started to really like playing music. I'm like, yep. Oh, I can do this anywhere. So, I figured once winter came, what's the warmest place I can go? So I drove about as far south as I could.
Which is Key West.
Yeah. I hit Miami and I'm like, man, we can go further than this.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I did. And then, I don't know, I cut my teeth down there and started figuring out how to play, how to write.
How long have you been playing guitar?
5 years.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you self-taught lessons or, how did you go about it?
I think in like sixth grade, I took a lesson, maybe 3 weeks of lessons.
Okay.
And turns out I wasn't right.
Typical football player length of lessons.
Three weeks.
I'm like, I don't really do this.
My fingers hurt.
This seems hard.
Yeah. Well, I was actually learning how to play right-handed. And
you're a natural lefty.
Like, yeah. Right.
Who decided they were going to make you a righty?
We just kind of picked up a guitar and like, yeah, go.
And they're all righty.
My brother played guitar, so it was like... So I took, maybe it was bass. I don't remember. Either way, it lasted 3 weeks long.
Yeah.
And then eventually, after college, I went through this breakup and wanted to write songs. So to talk about my feelings. And so I took my dad's guitar that was right-handed.
All the women out there just went, aw.
Yeah.
I heard them. I heard them. Every one of them.
Yeah, it didn't work out that way. But, so then I took my dad, right-handed guitar, and I heard that there was such a thing as a left-handed guitar, so
yep.
I flipped the strings, and I'm like, wow, this is a lot easier than it was before.
Yeah, right?
And
it just kind of took off for you. And
yeah.
So wanting to write music, does that come from, did you used to write poems? Did you like English class? Like, what made you think that you had a song inside you that felt like had to get out there? Just a breakup? Are you the stereotypical guy that wanted to write a breakup song? Are you the male Taylor Swift?
Yeah, it was the male Taylor Swift moment, and I'm not gonna lie, because it's already out, so I can just say this anyways. But yeah, I wrote the first song, and I just wanted to show up, and it was called "I Can't Make You Love Me," and it was sad, obviously not good,
right?
And then she didn't show up, and I'm like, you know what? Let's just tell her how you really feel. And her name was Caitlin, so I just wanted to tell her how I felt. So I wrote her a song, and it was called "If You See K."
Solid.
Yeah. So then I'm like, oh, this is cool. I can have fun with it.
And yep.
I don't know. I think that, honestly, it didn't until I just said this right now. I think that kind of made me realize that I can write songs that how I feel, or like people
have
love
fun
that
with
song.
It.
Yeah, have fun with it, yep. Or do something sad.
Because so much of your music, and I've been listening a ton to your music, it literally just makes you feel like you're in a better place listening to music. And I feel like that's your personality. I mean, every time I'm with Nick Walker, I'm feeling like this is the best hang I've had.
Good.
We're having a good time. And your music is that. I mean, are you all about that whole Key West, Florida beach, California beach vibe? Is that just feel like that's who you are all day, every day?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. It was really easy to live down there, and like I didn't like wearing shoes ever, and I'm like, oh, I don't have to do that here.
Right.
That's pretty nice. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just like a matter of perspective, and I don't like, if I'm sad, I don't like being sad.
Right.
I like being happy. So it's like if I can do something to continue to make me happy or listen to something or
yep.
give somebody something to listen to. So.
So Nashville is... It seems like the logical thing to do because that's where songwriters go. That's where artists go. When you got there, though, did it seem like, oh, crap, there's a lot of talent here. What am I going to do?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. But not in a bad way. It was like everyone talks about how like competitive Nashville is, but the thing I really loved about it, like my roommate and I met down in Key West, both of them. Yep. So she was a bartender down there. Okay. He would come in from Georgia. Then a bunch of people would go down to Key West for Songwriters Fest, and it's a huge event in Key West. But it seemed like everybody that I met down there, they'd be like, yeah, hit me up when you come to Nashville. I'm like, okay, cool. And it just kind of worked like that. You know, you start
writing.
It
feels more like a community than a competition, yeah, because everybody's feeling like they've got their own journey.
Yeah.
And they've got their own music. And if somebody likes their music better than that person, this and that, it's going to hit different for somebody for some different reason. And yeah, you can't do anything about it.
No, not at all. It's intimidating because there's only so much room at the top.
Yep.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, we get to play music and...
And do what you love.
Do what you love, yeah.
And so when you got out there, what were some of the things that you were doing to, you know, just realize, I've got to get a job, I got to pay the bills while I'm trying to turn this career into something? Was it straight to Broadway, straight to cover songs?
Yeah. Key West was...
That.
Yep. So I learned how to do that, and my boss actually told me, I was in sales after went through nursing school, then I got into sales or got into graduate with business. But he told me, he basically fired me, and I said, hey, he heard that I want to go play music, and he's like, okay, well, you're fired. I'm like, no, I didn't mean it like that.
Right.
I was like, he meant it was really,
I'm going to
cool.
do you a favor because it's what you want to do, and you're going to sit here for the next 10 years of your life and then look back and wish you did it. So I'm going to push you out the door,
right,
and make you do it because I think you can.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. And he said, if I work for him, if I work for myself as much as I worked for him, then I'll be fine.
Yep.
So that was kind of the thing that I took in Key West. He said, give me your 2 weeks notice. I'll give you 2 weeks vacation. So I said, okay. He's like, if it doesn't work, come back. So I kind of took that into Nashville too.
Yep.
It was like, you just have to get after it no matter what it is and keep
asking. As long as you're doing something that you feel is moving you in a forward direction.
Yeah.
There's not a timeline that you have to get there, as long as you keep pushing yourself.
Yeah.
And waking up and doing something to move forward.
Yeah. That's probably the hardest part though, is figuring out what the metric is, grading yourself and being honest with it.
Yeah, how far self-assessment in the music industry is tough. I mean, and let's face it, when you're going out there, working the hours that you're working, playing music, and then coming back to try to work on your career, that's music. That's a lot of the same conceptual skill set for a lot of hours in the course of a day. That's exhausting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it does. Yeah, it doesn't leave much time for much else, but you just kind of accept that.
If there is much else to do with your time, what are you out there doing? What do you like to do? What's free time look like?
I like to golf as much as I can.
Okay. Are you a lefty golfer?
I'm a lefty golfer.
Okay.
Yeah. But again, with like grading yourself, same thing with golf. It's like, do I?
I'm enough.
Mulligan? How many mulligans do you get? You know.
Yep.
I like to golf. I like writing. This is always a tough question for me because my answer is typically like, I like to golf in my free time and I like to scratch off tickets. I don't know. I like to play bingo scratch off tickets.
You like to roll the dice. Take chances.
I don't know.
Which is the music industry to some
right.
degree. It's like, I'm going to roll the dice with this song
right.
and see what happens. So you don't want to sing cover songs for a living. You want to turn this into a career, and you've got some great original music that's out there. And your monthly listeners, it's increasing, things are going. Where do you see the coming year, coming couple years, as far as what you're trying to do that you think you can actually fit in for your own music?
Like songs to put out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I've been stockpiling a little bit because it's hard to... I miss the days of... the non 30 song albums.
Yeah.
I like concepts a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, like,
so I get it. It seems like everybody's saying the way to do it is one song every 8 weeks and you put them out there and it takes just forever to get
yeah.
What we would know as an album.
Right.
It takes so long to get there, and then all of a sudden, once it's an album, it's like you already heard all 10 songs, 12 songs.
Right.
It's an interesting concept that's going on right now.
There's no right answer, I think. And
I think that's part of the problem. Here's my theory, okay? This is like just way off theory. I feel like the reason why people are releasing music every 8 weeks is because that's how long it takes for them to afford to put a new song out.
Yeah.
So everybody's saying, oh, that's the best way to do it. It's like, yeah, just to make themselves feel better, because that's how long it takes for them to get enough money to get into
right.
the studio, actually record it, possibly pay session musicians. It's got to be part of it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
it's expensive.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, that's what people don't understand. They're like, well, man, I don't want to buy your music. I'm like, please, can you please do that?
Yeah, no kidding. Buy a t-shirt, I make more money.
Buy a t-shirt, right? Buy a CD.
Yep. Yeah, CDs. Those are coming. All of a sudden, CDs are going to come back. I don't know about that.
They probably will.
8 tracks.
Yeah. I just bought a record player. It's fun.
That is fun.
I love the art of it.
Yeah. I do too. I miss the days of the album cover, the inserts.
So you got the feeling of the whole thing.
Yeah, you like felt like you actually owned something versus just shuffling through and not putting as much into an artist or a musician because it's like, I got it on shuffle, and you got like 7,000 songs, and eventually you hear a song that you like again. But
it's a tough
world. But I'll tell you one thing, if I want to be in a good mood, I'm freaking just Nick Walker shuffle.
Oh yeah, thank you so much. I said oh yeah because you just reminded me to answer the question about coming music. So hopefully getting a couple EPs out this next year is the goal. I have 3 in mind that are going to be cool. They're all different concepts.
What I like about you is you're looking to try to do something that's not what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
So you're trying to pull a little marketing strategy in as well as put some music out for people to listen to.
Yeah, it should be fun.
It will be fun, Nick Walker.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah, me too.
I've been liking the songs for a long time. I've been playing them live for a long time.
Yep.
So hopefully the people that have seen us play, there's a lot of songs that we play every single night.
Yep.
It's going to be cool.
It's been
a bunch of new stuff.
It's been great getting to know you.
You as well.
Can't wait for you to play that stage that's behind us. What do you think about this craziness?
Awesome. It's like, in here is a bear, a trumpet section, and a wall of guitars. A caribou that I didn't learn had a horn coming straight out of his head. What else do we have? A shuffleboard table.
Yeah, that's solid.
Yeah, I mean, there's a...
It's a whole weird having a venue here in a business park, right?
Yeah.
And when y'all see his songs come out from this show we're recording tonight, it's going to feel... You're gonna get a chance to see Nick Walker probably the way they haven't seen you before, unless they're out seeing a full band concert, full stage, which isn't as often as you might think.
No, we're lucky to play, 3 or 4 songs a night of our own, and it's always really cool when people ask to, like, oh, that was great, like, can I hear some more of your stuff, and then we get to play that. But yeah, I'm excited to get all this new stuff. I think we're playing 11 new songs that are unreleased.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
So do me a favor, follow Nick Walker, pay attention to what he's doing. He's got some great stuff going on. He's got great music. You're going to be forced into listening to the words. He's an amazing lyricist. And if he's writing songs with somebody else, they're all over what this vibe's about. So it's great music. You're going to love listening to it. It's going to change your day. Pay attention to this guy. He's going someplace.
Please
thanks,
do.
Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. And thanks for having me out here.
You bet, man.
It's awesome.